It's undeniable. I feel your touch. It's undisputable. I thought I knew what life could be. Guess I was wrong. Chase away the memories of a troubled past. The world seems so cloudy through the bottom of this empty glass.
Man. podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 420, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BuildTheScene.com, RootaRooRadio.com, and 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill, and with me tonight is, I believe you go by Stoner.
Yes.
From Thieves and Lovers.
From Thieves and Lovers, yeah. Pretty perfect that I'm on episode 420, huh?
you actually fell into this one. You were supposed to be 421, but last week's guest couldn't make it, and I didn't have time to schedule someone else. So you can thank East End, although they weren't very happy about their situation. They had a vehicle problem that turned into their bass player having to learn like 48 songs in a week and sub in two different bands so that he could pay for his vehicle problem.
Wow, thrown to the wolves.
But it sounds like he pulled it off. So let's start off with a cliche question, and that'll probably be the only normal question you get out of me.
Okay.
So where did the band name come from, and how did the band form?
There's actually really no interesting story behind the band name. It was just kind of something that I guess came up in a conversation one day, and I just thought to myself, that's kind of a cool band name. So I just kind of kept it in my back pocket for a while. And how the band formed, I was living in Los Angeles and I was playing lead guitar in a band that was, you know, slowly starting to get some decent popularity. But I was coming up with all these song ideas that just really didn't fit the vibe of that band. And I was also in, college for the recording arts at the time. And one of my final projects was that I had to make like an EP. So, I took some of the songs that I've been coming up with and recorded them at the school on their gear and recruited some friends from class to play some live shows. It seemed to get a pretty good response, so I just kind of ran with it.
So the next obvious question is, why did you move from LA to Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm actually from like central PA.
Okay.
So when I left LA, I moved back to there. It's sort of like by the Maryland border, but Baltimore's about an hour away. And then long story short, I met a girl and moved to Pittsburgh.
And that was short. can you compare the scenes that you've been involved in? You've been in LA, you've been in central PA, now you're in Pittsburgh scene. How would you compare them?
That's a good question. LA, I would say, is probably the most vibrant, but you know, it's also a massive city. Pittsburgh is cool. It's a little more laid back. But it's definitely a place that's very supportive of the arts in general. I've also, you know, been involved in like the Baltimore and DC scenes, and it's just different there. And that's one of the things that kind of attracted me to Pittsburgh and made me kind of want to, you know, stay here for a little bit longer, was because it does have such a cool supportive scene.
I would agree with that. I've been in this southwestern Pennsylvania area doing this since like 2004, and there's definitely a lot of support. A lot of people are saying that the Pittsburgh scene isn't very good, and I kind of disagree with that.
Yeah, you know, I would say probably that the only thing that Pittsburgh doesn't have going for it is its location. It's kind of geographically in a weird place, so it can be hard to hit it for like touring bands. But yeah, I've really enjoyed it here.
What's been your favorite venue that you've played at in the Pittsburgh area?
My favorite would probably be Smiling Moose. The best show I played in Pittsburgh was at the Stage AE, the smaller, I forget what it's called, at the club, I think.
We're rolling through these pretty quick. Can you name three bands from this scene that you absolutely love and tell us why you love them?
There is a band called Here Tonight. They're from like outside of Pittsburgh, I think.
That's okay.
they have a really cool, like, modern rock, very Californian type vibe. Really upbeat sound. I really dig those guys. I'm actually not sure if they're still around. I haven't spoken to any of them in a while. And then I actually have a good friend named Kai Smith. He's like a singer-songwriter. He does this really cool, like, ambient percussive acoustic guitar style that I think is just really novel and cool. So I've been helping him, producing some of his songs, and sort of trying to help nurture him as an artist. And then I would have to say my drummer's other band, they're called the Tilt Room. They're like a cool jammy kind of band, but not like Fish. It's a little less meandering than that.
I actually believe there was a member of that band, if I'm thinking this through correctly, that passed away, correct?
I think so. I do think I remember my buddy telling me about that.
Yeah. So I am a little familiar with them, but not greatly. I actually have some of the songs from when that member was still alive that I could play. I haven't played them in a while. Maybe I should try and reconnect with them and get some new stuff from them. See, you can help me with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have your single here, and I was listening to it earlier. We're going to do like the MTV Storytellers. I'm going to give you a chance to tell the listeners what the song Always Winter is about.
Okay. Yeah. Always Winter, I guess, really is just kind of about going through tough times. You know, whether it's the loss of a loved one or, you know, like a toxic relationship or just bad luck in general. And I was just messing around on the guitar one day, and I came up with that intro verse riff, and it really caught my ear because it's, I like the melody, but it's also in a kind of a unique time signature for like a modern rock song. And, when I presented it to the band, it kind of just came together really, really quickly.
Cool. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to Always Winter. I probably should have mentioned the songs that everyone listened to before we came on. they're probably going, what was that? So what they heard, the first song was Sundog. The song, it was called Changing Me. And then it was Nine Stitch Method, Life After You. And now you're listening to Stoner and I. But we're going to play Always Winter. Is your EP released? The world is
No, it's coming out in June.
Do you have a date for that?
Well, fingers crossed, June. We're still, we have one more song to mix, and then it's on to mastering. So we were shooting for June 15th, I believe. It's a Friday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's like that second or third Friday in June.
I'm going to pull one up. Hold on 1 second. Yep, June 15th. It's the third Friday. So we're going to take that quick break. You get to hear Always Winter, and we'll be right back with Stoner from Thieves and Lovers. Welcome to this episode of Bill Desine's Concert Calendar, brought to you by A-Pro Radio. My name is Bill Almiano from the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Up first, we have Night Hunter on May 25th at Sherlock's Place in Erie, Pennsylvania. Then we're going to follow that up with Night Hunter again at Unbroken Souls CD release at the Leechburg Moose on the 26th. Also there that night is After the Fall and Axe Master. We're going to move to June 10th. We have the Rockin' Roosevelt Festival, benefits Roosevelt Park in New Kensington. On June 16th, we have Dopplerfest at the Edgewood Winery in, I believe that is Spring Church, Pennsylvania. On the 23rd of June, Scale will be at Slammin' Sam's in Johnstown, PA. Also After the Fall in Ohio at Feel the Fire Fest. Also released this week and not part of our calendar really, but we're going to throw it in there anyway, is Rock for Life. That's August 3rd and August 4th. Lots of bands, $20, benefits local people in need. On Friday, August 3rd, we have Terry Lee Spencer, Heidi and the Hellcats, Farewell Felicia, Amber Alexis, Dimwit, and After the Fall. On Saturday the 4th, Jennifer Hamers, Moon Tower, Lenny Kalini 4-Pack, Slant 6, Black Ridge, Doppler Effect, Ferris Bueller's Revenge, Big House Pete, X Factor 1, and Scale. Don't forget to check out Gigaroo, also at Island Community Park in July. For these and many more concerts, check out BillDesine.com. That's BillDesine.com/concerts for your concert needs. Bill Desine is Pittsburgh's music destination. With me is Stoner from the band Thieves and Lovers, and you just heard their song, Always Winter, and I'm gonna, that leads me into the next question, and this is a newer question on the show, but if we played your song backwards, Stoner, what would we hear? Okay. What would we hear?
I don't know. Probably some satanic Alvin and the Chipmunks type sounds.
You know, that comes
definitely
from
no subliminal messages or anything like that. Not intentionally, anyway.
That comes from the old joke. What happens when you play a country song backwards? You know, you get your wife back, your trucks.
Oh,
get your truck back,
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Your dog is alive. There's a whole list of stuff. So tell me about the moment that you realized that you wanted to be in a band.
Well, I mean, music was always a big part of my life. Like long before I played, I was just always really into listening. There was a really awesome, radio station where in the town that I grew up that played a really eclectic mix of like, it would be a Metallica song, then a Green Day song, then like a Bare Naked Ladies song. So, I developed like a multi-genre appreciation for music, really young. And I started to play around 14 is when I kind of started to get the thoughts that, you know, this might be something I want to shoot for like as a living. And then I I didn't really get serious about it till about 17 or 18, played in my first band. And, you know, at that stage of your life, you're kind of at that crossroads where you sort of have to, you know, choose
decide,
what you want to do with life.
What you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, music was just always number one, no matter what. So I guess, yeah, around 18, I didn't like, I knew where I wanted to be. I just wasn't quite sure how to get there. And I'm really no closer now, still trying to figure it out. But, yeah, it was just always like just a real ambition that I had.
Well, going back to those early days, who would you say has supported you the most in your time as a musician?
I've actually been really fortunate to meet a lot of girls, you know, that I've dated that have been really supportive, you know, emotionally and, you know, sometimes financially, but, I've really been blessed to, like, my parents are supportive. I mean, they're not going to obviously follow my tour around or whatever, but, you know, they've always been just really emotionally supportive. And, just the, I guess the people that I've kind of gravitated towards have always been, artistic in some way.
Cool. My transitions are terrible tonight, so you have to forgive me.
Oh, no worries, man. It's kind of late.
Tell me
for me anyway.
Tell me about an embarrassing moment you or one of your bandmates may have had on stage.
Oh yeah, that's a good question. So I was playing this club in Altoona a long time ago. Altoona actually used to have a really cool music scene, and you know, so obviously there's the drum riser. And my guitar half stack was stage right. And for some reason, I thought it would be cool to like jump on the drum riser and then jump off the drum riser and do like a power slide onto the floor. What I didn't know is that my guitar cable had gotten wrapped around the drum riser, like underneath it. And I had my cable wrapped on my strap so that I couldn't yank it out with my foot. So when I went to take off, as soon as the cable ran out of slack, it just yanked me and slammed me down right on my butt, right on the floor.
I'm assuming lots of people noticed.
Yeah. I mean, the show pretty much stopped and everybody laughed, but I mean, I was laughing too. It was almost too ridiculous, you know?
So there was no saving it. Like you didn't keep playing the song or.
No. There was no saving that. That's just the kind of thing you just have to acknowledge it.
Okay, here's next to last question. What is one thing that your fans would be surprised to know about you?
Ooh, surprised to know. I work a lot with like pet rescue. I do a lot of like volunteer work, marketing and helping out with animals and stuff like that. I'm a big animal advocate.
Okay. That's definitely not something I would have thought of with a musician. We have my family has, we rescued a dog from, Animal Friends in Pittsburgh. And we actually brought a cat in that was a stray. So kind of there with you.
Nice. Yeah, we're actually doing a, there's an organization called Paws Across Pittsburgh, and they have a benefit concert at JB's in Tarentum, I believe. It's on July 28th, so we'll be there helping out a good cause.
So that kind of leads, we finally segued into something. It leads into my last question. Where can people find you online, and what upcoming shows do you have?
Okay, yeah, well, you have all the digital stuff, Spotify and iTunes and Google Play and whatnot. The Facebook and Instagram are both /thievesandlovers. We have a Twitter. We don't really use it though. Politicians have kind of ruined that. But as far as upcoming Pittsburgh shows. So we're doing June 14th Club Cafe and 7 July 2nd at Howlers, which is cool because I've never actually been to Howlers.
I have once.
Yeah, I think it used to be more of like a punk and like heavier styles, but I think they're kind of branching out now from what I understand.
Someday we'll talk again and I'll tell you about my experience there. But that was the kind of music that was there. I haven't been there in a long time, and I don't want to say anything that may not be true.
Gotcha.
It was true then, though. Hey, well, thanks for coming on. And
yeah, thank you very much for having me.
We have been playing your track on both the Pennsylvania Rock Show and Build the Scene Radio. So, you know, once you release that EP, if there's any other music you'd like to send our way, we will definitely take it.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
So, once again, this has been episode number 420 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. You like that, don't you?
I do. Yeah. It's just too perfect.
And, make sure you join us next week where, and of course I click on, I'm going to my own website to try and figure out who's on the show next week. And I clicked on the page that I don't have it listed on. It's not on this one either. I'm batting 1,000. That's because I went to AK Music Scene. I really am having issues tonight. Here we go. Guaranteed it's on this one. There it is. Okay, so next week we have Resistance 13. Oh, actually, that's 2 weeks from now. Anyway, Resistance 13 will be on June 15th, which happens to be the release date that you're shooting for. So, not 2 weeks, but anyway, June 15th. I have some openings. If you'd like to be on the show, drop me an email, bill@parockshow.com, or find us on Facebook as Build the Scene. And we will catch you next week.
Bye. How's everybody doing? You're in the house tonight on the PA Rock Show with Step 11. And this time we decided to have them play the opening tune a little live.
Seen any monsters lately?
Oh, not me. I'm a happy person. Can't have any monsters.
Medical doctors say you're liable to go psychotic.
I don't know what psychotic means, really. Clinically. You know, I don't know.
No.
Nervous? Or introverted, or what does it mean?
Say it, damn it.
Off your head. Psychotic.